The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. Yeah, man, let me hear it. Come on. Stevie Ray on a Tuesday, baby. Here we go. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. We are YouTubing. We are Facebooking. They are now verbs in our vernacular. And you can go to at Jersey Joe Piscopo, J-R-Z-Y Joe Piscopo. Thank you for your nice tweets. I have a little, small, tiny little Twitter army, and you're very, very kind to join me from all over the world, by the way. We appreciate it very, very much. Facebook, I can't even tell you how to get to Facebook. Facebook, to me, is a mystery, and I apologize if you hit me with a message on Facebook. I never get there because I don't know how to do it, and it's, like, too confusing. So I got two pages. One's a fan page, and then one is the overflow from the fan page. If you get there, let me know how you do it, and I'll pass on that information. And on Instagram as well, J-R-Z-J-R-Z. Jersey Joe. Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, good morning, and we're worried about the helicopter, what happened with the helicopter crash yesterday. So we'll get into that. It's about John Dean. Who cares? This guy, he appears before the House Judiciary Committee. That's all they got. And John Dean, give me a break. John Dean from Watergate. Are you kidding me? And there's a lot to get into. The president, his success with the tariffs, what's going on, and making massive headway with the immigration problem on the southern border of the United States. But there's an epidemic. So I would love to see all the Democrats running for office, you know, and come up with, you know, opioid addiction, like Frankie said the other day, or come up with something that helps us out. This suicide prevention, you know, you always hear about that because it's an epidemic. So we asked Dr. Jeffrey Gardier to join us. He's a nationally renowned clinical psychologist and a professor at Touro College. And Jeffrey, welcome back to the show. Always, you're just great to have on the air, man. We appreciate you taking the time this morning. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing well, and I'm so sorry that I'm not there with you in the flesh, but something happened with the one train up here in Washington Heights. Someone fell on the tracks or something tragic. So, you know, best wishes and prayers for whomever that person may have been.
Oh, man. Well, listen, we appreciate you checking in. Hey, Dr. Gardier, last week there was I'm a little upset. I don't know how you deal with all the trauma that you deal with, Jeffrey, when people talk to you, because I'm like skeeved out. I'm such a wuss, man. And there was a suicide. Somebody jumped in the stairwell of our building, like, you know, and the poor guy committed suicide, and two high-ranking New York City police officers killed themselves. And one guy was retired, and he felt so well loved. And 22 veterans a day, we talk about it when we tell you about the Gold Shield. 22 veterans a day killed themselves. Are we at a point where suicide in this country is actually an epidemic?
It is an epidemic. I think a lot of that speaks to it when we talk about our brave women and that are part of law enforcement and EMS and first responders. Sadly, there's just not enough debriefing for them. Being able to talk about horrors and all the issues and the very dramatic things that they have to deal with on a daily basis. And I think this speaks to why it's so important that people must communicate whatever pain they see, that they experience. We are a society that is bottling up a lot of these very negative emotions and just not finding the proper catharsis.
Yeah, but usually I worry about the kids all the time. In high school, you know, in high school, it's an epidemic. And even in the quote-unquote affluent areas, Jeffrey, you know, you see about the teen suicides, but it's not just confined to the teenagers anymore, correct?
No, not at all. And what we're finding is we're seeing spikes in suicide rates in many, many different populations.
Yeah, yeah.
But talking about our kids, Joe, this always does concern me because, of course, a young life should be a life of innocence and not depression and anxiety and this need for perfection. The effects of social media that can at times be so negative that it drives our kids and even academic institutions with all of the tests they have to go through with regard to standardized, you know, exams, all that kind of stuff. It's just too much. I really pay that price.
Well, I'm losing you in and out, Jeffrey.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
I got you. You sound pretty clear now. Hey Jeffrey. So, is this suicide epidemic related to the same causes as the opioid epidemic?
I think what we're seeing with the opioid epidemic is something a little bit different. Of course, it is about self-medication for the pain, and we do that through the drugs.
Yeah.
But we're also seeing that there are a lot of pharmaceutical and medical industry played a big role in contributing to this opioid epidemic. And finally, that's being addressed through lawsuits and better prescription regulations that are coming down the pike, thank goodness.
And doctor, how can we recognize the warning signs if someone in our life might be at risk of suicide?
Great question. We tend to see this price talked about, hurt themselves or made suicidal gestures in the past. They may have a mental health illness or change that they're going through. Maybe someone else in their lives, someone close, maybe a friend or family member, have attempted or have been successful in a suicide situation. But more than anything else, in addition to those things, isolating themselves, not going to school, perhaps even being in a situation of where you could see that they are despondent, depressed, angry, and just a situation where they're just not communicating. That's a very dangerous kind of situation.
Yeah, when they get distant. Jeffrey, thank you so much. We'll pick up. We want you to come in. And I know the traffic is so bad. Mass transit doesn't work. So thank you for making the attempt to come in. But next time, please come in live, Dr. Jeffrey. We love you and appreciate you taking the time this morning, sir.
Same here, Joe. Take care. Bye-bye.
Right. Jeffrey Gardier is a nationally renowned clinical psychologist, professor at Touro College. Verizon and AT&T is enough to make you kill yourself. I said, I swear, I am so, forgive me, that's a terrible joke. I'm apologizing. What is with the phone systems in the 21st century? It's not just there, it's everybody. My phone, now I got to get new phones, AT&T, and Verizon. The more sophisticated we are, the worse the phone connection is. How is that?
That's for sure. It's, you know, from a radio perspective, it's very frustrating. That's why I try to get everybody to come in. But the mobile phones are the worst. And now
they're getting worse, Frankie.
You know, when I try to book guests and I say, you know, we really need you to be on a landline, repeatedly the answer I hear back is, oh, I don't have a landline.
Yeah, no, I don't. Who has a landline anymore?
But the landline isn't
a landline. A landline is still a mobile. You pick it up and it's like a mobile. It's like a remote phone that you put in your hand.
It's internet based. Like yeah. Comcast, I have a phone line in my house, but it's based off.
Frankie, you probably have a 1980s phone that's connected.
Rotary.
Well, no, it's also
princess phone.
It's also internet based, but it's a landline. You know.
Yeah, that's good. That goes directly in. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Right.
But again, it happens, and I'm telling you what, where we go and on the phone, the more sophisticated, and these phones are $1,000 a piece, mm-hmm. Albert.
Yeah,
ridiculous. And then no one, there's something.
Please, I broke the glass on my phone. They went $150 to replace it.
No.
I could buy a new phone.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is. They do that. And then
there's a company, though, now they're saying they'll give you $1,000 if you use a flip phone for a week. And I'm actually tempted to do it.
Yeah, you look
for
like
a week.
You look
a
like
grand?
A flip phone.
To use
guy.
A flip phone? Why not?
My buddy Steve Sharippa loves you. 14 minutes after I go.
My mom still has a flip
Steve
phone.
Steve has a flip phone. He goes on. I told you this before. I go, how do you text? He goes very slowly. Because that's the
thing.
Yeah,
because it must be annoying. You're trying to get to the C and you got to hit it three times before you get, you know.
But let me tell you about the screen. They have places that fix the screen, but it kills the warranty on your phone.
$150 to fix the screen.
But not from the phone manufacturer?
No, I have to go to one of these places to fix it.
Now you better off getting a new phone.
Right, exactly.
How'd you break break it, you know?
I dropped it. It fell out of my... I had one of these things from, you know, working out.
Oh, look at you!
And it slid right out of the thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it smashed.
My selfie lens
is broken, so yeah. I can't take selfies.
I just don't understand, in this day and age, how we're not more sophisticated electronically on everything. You know what gets me? Everything internet-based. Al's right. Everything's internet-based. Excuse me. I'm telling you. You get the EMP, the electronic magnetic pulse. That's what they're going to try to take us out. There's going to be a sun flare. It's not even going to be for another country. Or it's going to be Kim Jong-un. He's going to shoot some kind of missile. You detonate it over Nebraska. We've talked about this. This happens. And then
movie in Hollywood.
I'm telling you, all of our electronics are going to go down, including the defense system of the United States of America. Hopefully they have a backup. That's what I want the president.
What I'm afraid
of.
I want
the president to worry about rather than worrying about John Dean appearing before the House Judiciary Committee.
Here's what I'm afraid of. If it happened now, many of us would know what to do to survive. What if this happens 50 years from now? These kids aren't going to know what to do. They're not going to know how to build a fire, you know, hunt for their food.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm just saying.
Many of us.
I said 50 years from now. If it happened
many
now.
Many of us are going to know how to survive. I'll be running like, what am I going to do? I'm going to run to my car. It's not going to work. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, but when it happens you're going to be in the middle of nowhere.
We're in the studio.
You live in the middle of nowhere. And this is like,
what's the Dennis Quaid movie, Tomorrow, the thing from Tomorrow?
Day After Tomorrow.
Where it's all frozen. So we're in the library. It's frozen.
Burning books.
And you know how to start a fire?
Yeah, I know how to start a fire. Absolutely.
With the sticks, without any flint.
You don't need sticks.
I want that thing that I start my grill with. That little thing that you press the button.
Magic. Stick.
I can start us a fire. I'll keep you warm.
Is that right? Don't worry. Okay, yeah. We got to be without. Do you have a fire starter? What do you got? Flint in your backpack?
No, I don't. But I would be able to do it.
Like if you're like Hanks in Castaway.
That's a great scene.
Wilson.
That's a great scene when he finally gets the fire to start and he's like, "Ooh, fire!" And he did this big bonfire going. Yeah. No, but when he was screaming Wilson, that was one of them. In fact, he screamed that so loud, even Conan O'Brien, who was in the movie theater, did not wake up. He was still sleeping.
He said, oh, I'll tell you what. Yeah. Hanks was great in that film, but I'll tell you what. I don't know. If I'm by myself, I don't know that I could ever, you know, be a survivalist
Yeah, but you could figure it out, Joe. You'd have the knowledge to figure it out. I'm talking about kids now that don't really have that
nowadays,
knowledge. No,
kids,
seriously. Please, I had a discussion with my son last night about getting a job because he's turning 16 in September. Next summer. Yeah. Get a part-time job. Yeah. You had to hear the arguments. I was going, I don't need a job. I'll just, when I'm 18, I can just start working. Well, how are you going to start working? So this was his answer. Yeah. I don't want to start somewhere where I have to start at the bottom. I want to be right at the top. And I just started laughing. I go, all right, pal, you're in for a rude awakening in about 2 years.
It doesn't work
that way unless you hit the lotto.
I mean, let's be fair.
You have to start at the bottom to get anywhere, no matter what job it is.
The only good thing about the millennials
started as a CEO.
Wait! No, what do you mean? No, when you started in comedy, you weren't at Madison Square Garden.
Please.
You were in the comedy clubs working for 5 minutes to get people to laugh. Right,
3 o'clock in the morning. Yep.
Yeah,
that was terrible. And they said you got to hang out. You got to hang out. You're a regular, Joe, at the comedy club. Wow, I'm a regular
at 2 a.m.
Legendary at the improvisation. I'm a regular. When am I going on? Matter of fact, that's when they give my quote unquote break. To your point, is when they said, okay, it was 2:30. It was the second show on a Saturday night, which is late. Checks had just been given out, which is the worst spot. You never want the check spot. You just don't want the check spot because people are ticked. Nothing is as funny as a $600 bill. You just don't want the check spot. Hey, Piscopo, you're up. Oh, full house. Jam, they put me up.
But the point is, you got up there. Somebody saw you. And that was the impetus. That was the next moment forward.
You're right.
And if you hadn't been there at that moment at that particular time, maybe you wouldn't have gotten discovered, right?
I can't even tell you what I did or how I did, but I ad-libbed for like 15 minutes and killed. By the grace of Jesus Christ, I killed.
Then you got
it was
check.
A kill.
Huh? No,
they were paying. I just went in the moment, and if somehow it worked. Right. But you know what? To your point, it's true. Like the kids don't get it. And I'm guilty as charged. I spoil my children terribly. And I Allie's living in a place that I will never live in for my life. It's beautiful.
I'm just saying.
I'm at the hotel with no bellman, where I got to open the door and they stare at you. People behind the desk, they stare at you as you open the door. Can I have a bellman? Can someone help this old guy with my luggage? Nobody. And I'm opening the door and I'm bumping, and then I put my butt to open the door and I got to bring in my other bag,
right.
Pulling muscles.
They don't move.
Oh, no. You jump up. You're running. Oh, hey, can I help you, Mr. Biscopo? Right. Nothing.
And I try to explain to my son.
But it's very cheap.
He goes,
so.
I don't want to take a menial job.
Oh, man.
I said, Jack. A menial job is how you get started.
Yeah.
It's where you learn responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting, you know, being on time and, you know, and whatever. He goes, I'm on time every day at school. I said, you don't get paid to go to school.
Mm.
Yeah, because I have to go. Yeah, you got to go to get an education, to learn, to take to the next step. I you know, he finally, after 20 minutes, I said, I'm done with you. I can't talk anymore, because I was ready to explode that he can't understand this. And my wife goes, give it time. He'll figure it out.
Yeah, he will. She's
figure
right.
Figure it out.
She's right.
He got two more years,
he
and
will.
Then he better be working, or
plus,
otherwise
you know
he's out.
You know what something tells me? That your son busts your chops. He gets you going.
No, no, no,
like
no,
I
no,
do.
No, he's legit. He's when he talks to me about this,
yeah?
he's serious about it. It's not about busting chops.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Like I explained to him, once he gets his driver's license next year at 17, he'll be automatically put on the car insurance policy. Our car insurance policy will automatically double. Because he's under the age of 25, you have to pay for that.
Yeah.
He didn't understand that concept. He goes, so why don't you just take me off the insurance policy? I said, well, Jack, what if you decide to take one of our cars one night and go out when you're not on the insurance policy? You know what he says to me? Oh, I'm not going to do that. And I'm just supposed to believe you at face value when every other kid would get into trouble by taking their parents' car out.
I'm going to give you the number for Honey Conte Perino. And come on, Steve, you think I'm kidding?
Call the mics.
You're going to need them. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970. The answer, you know, Dr. Mike McGee, Frankie handed me a book the day before yesterday. Dr. McGee is a medical historian, journalist, author of this new book, Code Blue, Inside America's Medical Industrial Complex. You don't want to miss Mike McGee. Also, Mike Gallagher on the show. And then Rich Roffe is a private pilot. You know, he's got his plane, and he's going to talk about this terrible crash yesterday. Hey, it's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. Deb, how did you, with your son, did you talk through working and everything?
Well, yeah, of course. My son worked when he was 16. He worked at a pizza place pulling pies. We were driving past a pizza joint, and I said, look, a pie puller needed. And he said, go in and ask for a job. You need to make money because you have to pay for your car. You know, I'll help you with the car insurance, but you have to pay for your own car.
Wow.
So I made him pay for his own car.
Oh, my gosh.
I was sending him to Catholic school. It cost me a fortune.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He ended up, he saved. He pulled pies. And then he delivered when he turned 17. He delivered pies. He made a lot of money doing that. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
He bought his own car.
But I feel bad. See, I spoil my children. I spoil them. But they're good. Grace of God, they're great kids. So I'm hoping I don't spoil them too much, you know.
Well, I was brought up too. Like, we had to pay for stuff because my father wanted us to learn, you know, reality.
Well, they did something right. You're the hardest working woman I know, Deb, and love you for that.
Still working.
Yeah.
He's still paying things off. That's the way he goes. That's life.
It's so true. I know. I'm right with you.
Never ends, Rachel.
Yes. I'm ready. Bring it on.
Hey, 22,
hey, 22 after 8 with Debbie on the Rose on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's take it to the inbound GWB. It's 30 minutes into town. Lincoln 40, Holland 40. Traffic is moving slowly on 287 North exit 57 up into Oakland. It's that overturned tractor trailer. It's on the ramp, but the right lane is blocked with a debris spill as well. Garden State Parkway south of 159 getting down in toward Paramus. That's a collision over there to deal with as well. And we're still seeing some slowdowns on 18 northbound getting up toward Route 1. Expect delays on 78 westbound getting out toward Springfield, getting out toward that merge with Route 24. It's stop and go on the Deegan southbound moving slowly at the Moshaloo. Accident cleared. Another accident down by Willis Avenue, and traffic is still moving slowly on the northbound New England Thruway into Country Club Road. An accident there. Problems now on the Harlem River Drive south down through the 140s with a collision, and we're still seeing delays on the southbound Van Wyck right into the Jackie Robinson with a disabled truck. Rain this morning, clearing, partly cloudy later, high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Former Trump Press Secretary Sean Spicer talks state visit to London on Kevin McCullough Radio.
What do you make of how he's being received in Great Britain today?
This discussion of protest, it seems somewhat manufactured. They're talking about busing people in. So this isn't organic as much as it is sort of that AstroTurf paid protest. that's going on the left.
Newsmakers like Sean Spicer. Join Kevin McCullough Radio weeknights at 5 on AM 970 The Answer with special airings Wednesday at 4.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Pain is the number one reason people go to the doctor. And that's why Relief Factor is doing so well these days. People don't like being in pain, but you also don't want to go down that prescription drug path. You want a 100% drug-free solution to back pain, to neck pain, to leg pain. Nobody more committed to helping people get rid of pain than the father and son team of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. I know these guys. They are on a mission. They have a heart for the hurting, and they are focused like a laser trying to help people with back or neck pain. Relief Factor, the quick start is discounted to $19.95. It's about a dollar a day for 3 weeks. Then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day. Try the 3 week quick start. If after 3 weeks Relief Factor doesn't work for you, notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? As a customer, I know it works. I take a packet in the morning, a packet in the evening, never miss it. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Get started with a 3 week quick start today.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season, 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Joe on the radio, it's 826 right now. If I say Mr. Italy, what comes to mind? It's to me, Mr. Italy was, without a doubt, Mario Perillo. The Perillo family has been operating top-quality tours to Italy for over 74 years. Now Steve Perillo, Mario's son, and our friend, and the guy that we'll be going to Italy with on October 19th, Five Boroughs. I'm telling you, we're going to have a blast there. Steve now runs this company in a meticulous way. It's friendly. He cares about you. He gets you to the first-class hotels. And please consider this. I love this. 14-day Italy North Classic Tour. Come on. Roma. Sorrento. Vide mare quanto bello. Come on. Firenze. Venice, Milano. Hey, come home with memories that'll last a lifetime. Let's hear what some actual Perillo travelers have to say.
The service and the quality of everything with Perillo, as well as Italy itself. No book can describe it. No pictures can describe it. It is just breathtaking.
Talk to someone that's been on a Perillo tour. I guarantee that they will say that is the only way to go. Perillo has provided every convenience that I could want.
Perillo Tours does everything. They arrange the details. You don't have to lift a finger. They do everything.
You're right. Talk to somebody that's been on a Perillo tour. That's exactly right. You will hear the accolades for Steve Perillo and the Perillo Tours Company. Call today, 888-PERILLO, please. 888-PERILLO. It's P-E-R-I-L-L-O or PerilloTours.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. So I saw a great book, the cover book I'm holding up on the air right here as you watch on Facebook and YouTube. Mike McGee, MD, Code Blue, Inside America's Medical Industrial Complex. And I said to Five Boroughs, I said, Frankie gave me this day before yesterday. I said, we got to get Dr. McGee on this. It's about time somebody wrote about this. And Dr. McGee is a medical historian, journalist, author of this new book, Code Blue. And Dr. Mike, welcome to the show. Great of you to join us this morning, sir.
Thank you, Joe. It's great to be back in New York.
Well, where did you come from, if I may ask, Doc?
Well, I grew up in Fort Lee, right across the bridge.
Jersey boy.
We used to walk across that bridge and visit the city as young children.
Yeah, I remember that. Hey, Dr. McGee, how is the American healthcare system doing today, sir?
Well, it's complicated, and it's complicated on purpose. The more that it's complicated, the less we know, and the sicker and poorer we get. So I think what we need to do here, and as a medical historian, what I took a look at is, how do we become such outliers compared to everybody else? You know, why do we pay twice as much, and yet we're getting sicker and poorer every day?
And how has the United States, with more resources than any other nation, developed a healthcare system that delivers much poorer results at near double the cost of any other country, it seems? Yes?
Yes, that's true. And, you know, to get the answer to that, you sort of go back to World War II when all those soldiers were returning. And
right.
We had over a million psychiatric casualties, and 80% of our soldiers were hooked on tobacco and alcohol. And we had heart disease like crazy. And at the time, instead of us sitting down and saying, look, how do we build a rational healthcare system that will make our population healthy and productive? Mm-hmm. Instead, we said, well, look, if we could defeat disease the way we defeated the Nazis, then health would naturally just be left in the wake. And the reality is, of course, health's a lot more complicated than that. And what we need is we need to step back and say, let's make a plan that's going to work, and maybe we ought to do what other countries have done, which is to say, you got to have number one coverage, you got to have full services, and you got to have fair pricing.
Yeah, and the thing is, as you look to the rest of the world, everybody comes here because we have the best medical system. There's got to be a happy medium. I mean, you can't do like what the Democrats are proposing, and the Republicans just seem to be taken over by the healthcare lobbyists. Because, and correct me if I'm wrong, Doc, that the healthcare industry, when you have these healthcare companies, you know, when you look at your health card, you got, they're like banks. They don't care whether we live or die. They just want to make money. That's their main concern. Yes.
Absolutely. You know, we spend now $1 out of every $5 on this thing, and that's the amount the Soviet Union was spending on their military-industrial complex in 1980, which led to their collapse.
Yeah.
So now we have this medical-industrial complex, big business, academic medicine, all of our patient advocacy organizations, the hospitals, the pharmaceuticals, the government, and they're all working at it together and splitting the profits. Everybody's in on the deal except for the patient. So I think what we need to do is we need to really take a good look at ourselves. And you know, I'm actually very optimistic because, you know, number one, we have enough money dedicated to this already, and we have great doctors and nurses and pharmacists. But the problem is we have 16 workers now for every one doctor, and half of those people never touch a patient. So what we need to do is we need to simplify this thing so that it's more about doctors and nurses and patients and less about all of these coders and business people that are skimming profits off the top.
Yeah, Dr. Mike McGee with Joe on the Radio, just trying to get a handle on this. And if we move to a single-payer health care plan, wouldn't that be a massive cost increase for the taxpayers, sir?
Well, I don't think it's so much about a single payer as it is some single kind of organizing authority. We need a plan, a strategic plan, and then we can use
Amen.
All 50
Amen.
States as sites for experimentation.
Yeah.
That'd be great. But we can have multiple offerings, but we do need to have an organized approach to offering health care for all of our citizens.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. McGee, you know, I have to give Big Pharma some credit because, again, I'm from Jersey. Remember that Jersey used to be the medicine chest for the world with all the big pharmaceuticals there. And thank God, as a cancer survivor, as I speak to you as a cancer survivor, and that I go, wow, all that great medicine keeps me alive now. But we saw Pfizer kill a drug which offers substantial promise in the treatment of Alzheimer's. And now, and cancer, do they, and again, I don't want to put you on the spot because you're practicing, but sometimes those of us who are just not to be conspiratorial, sir, but Dr. McGee, can they cure these diseases like Alzheimer's and cancer, but they put it off because they make more money allowing these diseases to exist? Is that too dramatic to say something like that?
I think that probably goes a little too far. I would say in general, in my career, and now it's spanned nearly a half century, I've met excellent scientists, and we should be very proud of what we produce here in terms of good science.
Yes, sir.
But the truth
yeah.
of the matter is, you know, we need to keep an eye on things because it's natural. If everybody can make as much as they can make without any sorts of checks and balances, people are going to overdo it. And patients have to be careful, too. You know, patients have to consider, is there another option to just taking medicine, like being embracing healthy different diets and making sure our air and water is clean. All of these things, of course, affect health and our health outcomes. So sometimes a pill isn't the quick answer and the easy answer we think it is.
What kind of doctor are you, Dr. McGee? I should know this. I'm sorry.
Well, I trained as a surgeon, and then I ran hospitals and medical schools, and then I actually worked for Pfizer right there in New York City for 10 years.
Wow, so you know you're talking about that. I mean, before we let you go, Dr. McGee, so what? How do we start this? What could President Trump do to stop this huge medical industrial complex?
Well, I think the first thing to do is for them to buy Code Blue, because Code Blue explains for the very first time how we got into this mess, and it's so important. Once you understand that, you see the roadway back out. It isn't that complicated. We have enough money dedicated to this, one in every $5. Mm-hmm. We just need to figure out how to cover all our citizens, provide full and consistent service with fair pricing and transparency. We can do this. Plenty of money dedicated to it, but you got to understand how we got into this mess if you want to understand how to get out of it. So I hope that President Trump and all the Republicans involved with health care and every one of those Democrats who's going to be in the primaries on the 26th and 27th read Code Blue.
Code Blue it is. Dr. McGee, a great book. Thank you, sir. And we'll talk to you again, and thanks for taking your time this morning.
Thank you, Joe. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Mike McGee, right there, medical historian, journalist, author of this book, Code Blue, Inside America's Medical Industrial Complex. I tell you what, I have some very close friends in healthcare, and they said it's very similar what the doc talks about in Code Blue. You got to get all together. This should be, gosh, if there was a Democrat that this is what I'm talking about. All they say is anti-Trump rhetoric. If there was a Democrat that came up with something, here's the plan. Not single, but just one broad stroke. If there was a specific plan on how to get these healthcare companies to be healthcare companies and not like banks, those are the folks that would give President Trump a run for his money, or at least join together with the Republicans and the Democrats together. There is an answer. Hey, Joe on the radio, we thank Dr. McGee for joining us. 877-970-2999, our Balance of Nature phone lines. It's 836 Big Al. He's got the news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
65 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An FDNY firefighter is facing charges after video shows him hitting a cyclist. 27-year-old Broly De La Rosa is seen arguing with a cyclist at 12th Avenue and West 24th Street last Thursday. He takes the biker's phone and then rams him with his car. When police arrived, both the cyclist and De La Rosa were gone. A witness took video with her phone, posted it on social media. The footage went viral, prompting an investigation. De La Rosa was charged with reckless endangerment and aggravated unlicensed operator. The state of New Jersey is going to give residents a full day next week to obtain a dose of an opioid overdose reversal drug at no cost. The state poison center says people can anonymously obtain naloxone at participating pharmacies on June 18th. No prescription, payment, insurance, or even name is going to be necessary for anyone picking up a dose. Naloxone is used to reverse opioid overdoses, a drug the U.S. Surgeon General says is a safe antidote that can save a life when given in time. In sports, rain the big winner in the Bronx last night. Subway Series opener between the Yankees and Mets postponed. They'll make that up with a split doubleheader today. First game set for 1:05. The nightcap first pitch is at 7:05. The NBA Finals going back to Oakland for Game 6. Warriors close Game 5 on a 9-2 run to stun the Raptors. 106-105 in Toronto. Game 6 set for Thursday night. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We'll start off on the PATH trains. We're seeing delays Hoboken to World Trade and Journal Square to 33rd, and this is all due to some ongoing signal problems. Also, some delays on the downtown A train with some ongoing signal problems. Let's take a ride to the Hudson River crossings, the inbound side of the GWB, 25 minutes in, Lincoln Tunnel 40, Holland 30. Traffic is moving slowly on 78 eastbound, getting out toward exit 24 with an accident there, and we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as well. On 287 North, exit 57, accident with an overturned tractor trailer and a debris spill. 9A southbound, that's building as well, down through Briarcliff Manor. It's an accident being cleaned up. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic at the Throgs Neck Bridge into Queens. That's construction. Northbound New England Thruway still busy into Country Club Road with an accident there. And Queens Midtown Tunnel still waiting 15 minutes. Southbound Van Wyck at the Jackie, a disabled truck. It'll be partly cloudy later, high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now at Napa Auto Care Centers, when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's Sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM970 for a free menu upgrade on the Atlantis.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning, 841. Mike Gallagher is going to jump on the air, let us know what he's talking about at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. You know, we always tell you about the gold shield, We were just talking about suicide. It's at epidemic proportion, especially among our veterans. 22 a day. Look at this, 140,000 since 9/11. Veterans taking their lives. And we need to put an end to this now. You hear the president talk about it. He hands it off. Congress, the Congress does not apparently seem to be that interested in it. That's why our friend, we call him the unknown veteran, stepped up and created the gold shield. Starting on this show, starting on the station AM 970. This is a great concept. If we could just get this out there, if you're a merchant, we want you to become a Gold Shield member. You just go to goldshield.us, right? 888-526-9111. You become a Gold Shield member. Then you put that Gold Shield on your storefront, right? We, as a customer, walk in, we see the Gold Shield, boom. We go in, we patronize that store, and the Gold Shield merchants then pledge to make a tax-deductible donation directly to a 501c3, which is a nonprofit. This 501c3 distributes donations to the best PTSD organizations. 100% of the donations, by the way, are distributed to fight veteran suicide as well as cancer research. Isn't that a great concept? That's a great. You got to love the concept of that. The Gold Shield. We're trying to just get it out there. So if you're a merchant, please just go to thegoldshield.us. We want you to become a Gold Shield member like Rhino Shield is, right? 888-526-9111. You can call as well, 888-526-9111. Stick up for our veterans, you know? That's what this is all about. 22 a day dying. We want to do something to help those who put their lives on the line for us. 888-526-9111 or go to, please, thegoldshield.us.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us. Five Boroughs is here. I have this nice note. I don't want to break confidences. So Mr. Cavuto wrote me a nice note.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, how classy is that?
Yeah, Joe Borelli told me the same thing. He goes on a lot of shows, and that's the only one that's ever sent him a note.
Neil yeah. is like, and that's something, I don't do that. And I have so many nice people. And I have to, and my Brett, my nephew Brett, our Brett, I guess I could tell you, he's like a deputy AG down there in Trenton.
Wow.
He's doing great. Please. My father would be so proud watching over him. So he handwrites everything. Remember I told you about the notes yesterday? And Charlie handwrote the letter that I misplaced to my mom and my sister Carol for her communion. And Mr. Cavuto always writes a note, which is just as classy as you get.
Absolutely.
I think we should do that. Every guest that comes up. Remember when I ask you at the Christmas time and say, what's the name? Then I'll shoot an email to every guest.
Right.
That's as good as I can get.
Okay. Something.
No, but I actually, you get paper with it, you know? I do it like my nephew. Seal it, man, with wax. Could you do it? Frankie, you seem like a letter writer.
Yeah, I don't have a wax seal. I was just telling my fiance yesterday that I wouldn't mind getting one for Christmas, but I don't have a wax
wedding
seal.
Gift.
But yeah, of course, I always, you know, would send
What should we
note.
Get you for your wedding gift? I don't know what to
money.
Get.
Big fan of money. Frank is a big fan
great,
for money.
Great. The thing is, with money,
what about it?
If you give $100, it's never enough. If you give $1,000, it's too much. You
can't
afford.
Well, if you give $100 for two people, that's
too much.
No, no, no. Hold on.
$1,000 is not too much. It'd be great.
No, but if you give $100 and you come with two people, that's cheap. You got to it's at least $100 per person.
More. You can't do $100. You got to do like $500 at least nowadays.
Yeah, I think Joe's around the right track.
Is that right?
That's not right, though. That's why. Do you have a, what do you call it, registry?
Will there be a Vegas night at the wedding?
We have a secret Amazon registry because
secret.
We had one, and then my mother just bought all the items on the list.
Oh, that's great.
You know,
that's so sweet.
And she gave us money to pay for all sorts of stuff. So we have a secret
Registry's
one that
cheaper.
We're trying to avoid her finding out about because we don't want her to buy all these other
when
things.
I go to one, I want to hear registry at like Macy's.
Right.
Then it's affordable. Then you get a really nice gift, but you don't have to pay. Meantime, because you're going to track whoever gets this, and you're going to remember who gave me what.
Yeah,
you're remember.
Absolutely.
You will. How much
absolutely.
Was that?
Well,
Listen, let me explain something. Joe's giving you a gift. You're not getting money.
No, I may just do a song at the wedding.
Yeah, well, that's nice, right? No.
But you got to do at least three. So, you got to sing for your supper.
$100 a song? I'm worth more than that.
New York, New York.
Now, given my...
Someday when I'm feeling low.
But here's why people that are invited should be generous with their gift, right? Because here's why. Let me tell you. Seriously. This is a serious thing.
You are the worst.
No. I'm 100% serious.
I'm glad you're masking
this,
it.
This
though.
Is sounding like... This might sound like a joke.
He's asking serious. For people when they
wait,
die
wait,
to leave
wait,
them
wait,
money.
Begging for money. Begging for money.
But given my criticism of the federal government and the Justice Department specifically and overzealous prosecutors at every level, and my friendship with both Roger Stone and a number of other criminal people.
Well, Roger's not a criminal person.
Yeah, well, yes. He's charged with multiple felonies,
right?
And I'm doing a fundraiser for him on June 22nd, which so far only six people have RSVP'd to. I'm hoping more people will come.
They're giving all their money to you. Roger, or you?
No,
we can't do both.
So,
Frankie.
Given given what I just described, I fully expect to one day be charged with a federal crime. Now, I'm sure that it's going to be something that I'm not guilty of, but at John Gotti Jr.'s four trials,
here we go.
They at every single one of those trials, even though this had nothing to do with anything he was charged with, they put up there a list that they found in John's house of everybody who attended his wedding with whatever amount of money they gave.
No.
Absolutely.
So why do they do that now?
Well, to embarrass him. And the people that were at
you
the wedding.
You mean a federal prosecutor actually did...
Tying it to financial crimes. By the way, two of those prosecutors are now appearing in an anti-Trump video saying that Trump obstructed justice. So it goes to show you. So my point is you want to be generous because you don't want to be embarrassed during my federal trial. People are going to say, Mike Gallagher only gave $100. You know, you want to see when your name's up there
Debbie,
that it's listed.
What am I going to do with this guy? What am I going to do with this guy? I'm just asking. I'm just asking. What am I going to do with this guy? Cash, huh, Deb? Is that the best way to go?
Yeah, cash.
Oh,
I think
so. It's just going to get counted, you know? What's a good cash number for a wedding? Come on.
For wedding.
877-970-2999.
Frank, because he also wants us all to leave leave him in our wills. So we have to do that as an extra bonus wedding gift.
And I don't mind a deferred financial gift paid out over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay,
say like $100
yeah.
a year.
Let me get Mike Connors on the phone.
Years.
All right, you got it.
I was thinking we should be extra generous to Frank, anybody who's invited to the wedding, mm-hmm. because I think it'll help him with his, you know, just his getting a
gambling,
off to a good start.
Gambling problem?
Yeah. Well, he's going to Atlantic City this week.
Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
We've got to be generous, that's all. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Let's see what's happening here. Southbound side of the Van Wyck, right into the Jackie Robinson. It looks like a disabled truck, but it's causing quite a delay there. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 20 minutes into town. Eastbound BQE by Astoria Boulevard, an accident there getting up toward the Grand Central Parkway. Now, we're still seeing delays as well as you head over to the Deegan. It's kind of busy on the Deegan south by Willis Ave with an accident cleared. And on the northbound New England Thruway at Country Club Road, an accident there as well. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 40. Over at the Holland, that's going to be an hour from 1 and 9, a little bit better from the Turnpike extension. And if you're heading over to the Garden State Parkway south at 159, an accident was cleared. 280 East exit 11, a crash. 78 East exit 24, an accident there. Southbound Thruway still busy at the Tappan Zee Bridge, and the Taconic southbound into Hawthorne, accident in the right lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
I love American success stories. I especially love an Italian-American success story like Botticelli Foods. Besides their incredible line of olive oil, Botticelli Foods carries an array of authentic Italian pasta sauces that can be found online at BotticelliFoods.com. The classic marinara, the tomato basil, the roasted garlic, my favorite, the alla vodka, just to name a few. Botticelli pasta sauces are made with the very finest and freshest Italian tomatoes and prepared using traditional Italian recipes. They start with Botticelli extra virgin olive oil. Each sauce is crafted in small batches, mixing in a blend of spices and fine Italian ingredients to ensure a rich homemade flavor. One of their most unique products is their vegan bolognese premium pasta sauce. Made with no meat, it's a wonderful alternative for those with dietary restrictions but still demand great flavor. Go to BotticelliFoods.com. Go to BotticelliFoods.com. Use the promo code MikeG. You'll get free shipping on your entire order. Trust me, you're going to love Botticelli. Make it better with Botticelli. BotticelliFoods.com, the art of Italian flavor.
You're right, Mike Gallagher. We love Botticelli, and we love Mike Gallagher coming up momentarily. I wanted to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. If you call 855-621-9949, I always do my Charlie Brunson right here. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, all right? And we'll give you right before 9 o'clock, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded. Alex Kinsella can give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You don't have to deal with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. You don't get to deal with dummies. You got a family over there. Iggy is there. Our friend, we love Iggy. One of the greatest guys in the world. Carmelo and Chester. I tell you, Johnny, they took care of Frankie Five Boroughs. They took care of Mike Gallagher. They took care of me. They took care of my sister Carol. Like family, they'll take care of you the same way at Route 22 Toyota. And now this, you can get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street. You'll be at the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. I'm just saying. And all you got to do is call with my Jersey accent. call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter
from Route 22 Toyota. You're going to love it. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10 o'clock on AM 9. Mike is right here walking in. I'm looking at the clock. I thought I was going to go to the person.
When you're here,
no,
I'm here.
And I stand.
Look at you. Stand, there we go. Great looking tie. I like that
thank
color
you.
Combination.
It's like orange. I usually use it for a Thanksgiving, but I said, you know what? I had it in my closet. I've been waiting it month. What do you think?
You know, in a previous life, I was the host of the Clemson Tigers Tiger Tailgate Show, the Clemson University football program, one of the biggest college football programs. I hosted the Tiger Tailgate Show for years.
And
of course, I have all kinds of Tiger orange, a lot of orange. Traveled with the team. It was a great experience.
You look good, man. I got to tell you what happened, first of all. I do this great little community events that I do that I believe in that move this country. Well, moves the country along. And I'm sorry for the mess here. So I'm there, and I spoke up for my on behalf of my priest, Father Mike, who was retiring. So we're doing the whole thing. So it's afterwards. It's outside in West Jersey.
Sure.
And it could not have been nicer. A guy comes over and goes, hey, you're great on the radio. Telling us how great. Listen to the morning show. Good. He goes, you know what? But I bail out early because I love Mike Gallagher.
Oh, no. He told you that?
Yeah,
he goes, not a good thing
to say. He goes like this. He goes, and he was great. And you get, he goes, no, Mike's great. I go, you know, Mike's one of the great broadcasters. And he goes, yeah, because I, you know, no disrespect, but I go online and
no,
I get Mike Gallagher.
Don't tell anybody.
So, Frank, what was the answer? You said you can.
Well,
Here's the trick.
Sometimes, you know, if there's not breaking local news, like a helicopter crash or something,
yeah,
that first hour will occasionally get replayed at 12. So you can hear all three hours.
How about that? How about that?
Diplomatic answer.
But this guy was a diehard Gallagher fan. Don't you love that, though?
Well,
nice guy.
But if I had a quarter for every time somebody says, what's Joe like? Is he as nice as he seems?
Oh,
he's such a good guy. And the impact you continue to make on this radio show, I hear it every single day from cabbies to Uber drivers to people who love what you're doing every morning. Because, you know, you've got that kind of happy warrior stance.
Well, we're trying,
buddy. We have to, Joe. We can't go angry, but on the other hand, we got to fight. And we just, yesterday, I mean, the helicopter crash, and incidentally, I was up there. I was in Midtown.
Wait, you were
around
there.
I was two blocks away, and I saw all the emergency personnel. Again, the FDNY and the NYPD,
yeah,
they are so good.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good.
Best
they're so
of the best.
Calm. The top of the classy, best of the best. You're so right. And they got everybody out of there quickly. You know what's weird? And I don't know how much people have talked about this. He left on the 30th Street heliport.
You're talking about
headed for New Jersey.
Yeah,
and what's he doing over in Midtown?
I think he got turned around. I think he got so confused with the rain
with
and the fog and everything.
Or maybe he had a medical emergency. This is a guy. Maybe he's having a heart attack.
You're by yourself
in a helicopter.
Yeah,
because
like
De Blasio even said yesterday. And don't you know he's thanking goodness he wasn't in Iowa or South Carolina.
I swear to goodness he was in town. I was surprised that he was in town.
Well, I watched a program a week or so ago on Newsmax TV that was very enjoyable and professional called Liquid Lunch. And I saw a guy point out that when they did the 9/11 memorial ceremony for the victims of those who've gotten sick and died from the pile, De Blasio was a no-show.
Oh,
and you know where he was? He was at the gym.
No, he
wasn't
in town.
That's what a guy named
Frank even when he's here, he's not here.
Governor Cuomo wasn't there, too. A shout out to Congressman King for leading the way and being there.
Yeah, Congressman King was there.
AOC was there.
Bloomberg was there.
Yeah.
The former mayor, but the current mayor couldn't be bothered. So that just shows.
So, and to your point, Mike Gallagher, I know you got to go. But when I stepped on stage, we were doing a show a week ago, and I said, you know what? Everything is good. We're in good shape, like that. That's spontaneous applause from the audience. When I stepped up at that little gathering on Sunday from my friend Father Mike, I said, "We're great people. We're doing good."
Joe, things are good. Wages are rising. Unemployment is at record lows. See, this is the problem with the unhinged left. You get this perception that we're in bad shape.
Yeah,
we're not in bad
shape.
We're in great shape. The Tonys the other night. I'm a big theater geek.
Oh,
I'm watching the Tony Awards all night long. well, we're in dark times. We're in parallel. What? What are you talking about? In what universe do you live? Ask 80% of Americans who got a tax cut. So anyway, we're all over John Dean's appearance yesterday.
Oh,
we'll be on
police.
That. Yeah,
seriously.
Give me a break.
Unbelievable.
And Chick-fil-A's under attack again.
Oh, man. Mike Gallagher, 10:05. And, of course, you can get him online, but hopefully you'll stay with us.
Ah, 10:05. Wait till 10. Stay with Joe, Frank, and Al the whole way.
Gallagher live on AM 970. Answer at 10 o'clock. Piscopo, Murano, and Gattulo with Debbie Duhaime. Appreciate you watching. Appreciate you listening. We're coming right back at you live from New York City.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.